Like to call to order the regular meeting of the Genoa Township Board of Trustees at 7:02 p.m. August 5th, 2010, and I'd like Mr. Steve Havens, if he would, to lead us to the flag.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but we're gonna have to sing it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Steve. Fiscal officers report. Fiscal assistant, Donna Batten.
First item on the agenda this evening is the approval of the June 10th, 2010 regular trustee meeting minutes.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve those minutes.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting, which was held on June 10th, 2010.
Good. Second.
All right. Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Motion carries. Minutes are approved. June minutes.
Okay. Next set of minutes are the July 1st, 2010 regular trustee meeting minutes.
I approve the meeting minutes from the regular trustee meeting held on July 1st, 2010.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries. July minutes are approved.
Those will be in your office for you to sign.
Thank you.
Third item on the agenda, the June financials. We closed the month with a system balance of, let's see, $11,359,547.93. Of that, $11,016,399 sits in investments, with the primary account balance, excuse me, $343,148.93. Okay. All accounts are reconciled.
Okay, thank you. Are there any questions?
Great. Those as well will be in your office for you to sign.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to some one supplemental improvement. It is for maintenance for medical insurance. I'd like to move $2,500 into the medical insurance account.
Okay, is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to retroactively authorize the fiscal officer to process the following supplemental appropriation to fund 2031-330-221-0000 from 2031-760-750-0000 in the amount of $2,500 for medical insurance.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Moving on to a then and now purchase order for physicals for the fire department for Mount Carmel Health, in the amount of $2,614.96.
Okay, is there a motion to do so?
Madam Chair, I'll motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Mount Carmel Occupational Health in the amount of $2,614.96 for fire department physicals.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion?
If I'm not mistaken, this is a new carrier. We used to go through Ohio Health?
That is correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to recall what you had said about that.
We're all Ohio schools.
Okay. And you're pleased with the service?
Yes.
In Mount Carmel?
Okay. Okay. Any Thank other you. Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Okay. And the final item on my agenda is some information that we're going to provide to you just for review for possible approval at the next meeting on September the 2nd. Pat has been in the process of looking for another bank, and this evening we have some information for you for First Merit.
Okay.
I really I don't know if you guys have any questions. I know I'm just kind of throwing this at you now. If you guys just want to go ahead and review it, you can, you know, you can ask me anything, obviously, at the next meeting. I'm sure you'll have a lengthy discussion with Pat with mm-hmm. regards to moving from Delaware County Bank to First Merit Bank.
Okay, right. The reasons for Pat's going to present then the reasons, yeah. his reasons that the...
Yeah, I know he's had some issues with some customer service.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so.
Sure. First Merit is in the township, which is great.
Yeah, so I mean, they've provided, they're proposing a really good plan. They're offering all of the township employees, you know, free account, you know, free accounting within their bank, which a lot of companies do when, you know, you kind of get affiliated with them.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Great.
Thank you. That's great. Okay.
And that's all for the fiscal report.
Hey, Donna, real quick, one quick question. I don't know if you can answer. With the change in payroll vendors, mm-hmm. has there been any, I know there were some hiccups with just the new week. Wasn't there a hiccup with the paychecks coming out on different weeks, maybe?
No.
No?
Okay. Just a little change in format.
Okay. Yeah, there was
I mean, their nets showed on the paycheck.
I just want to know, has it been pretty seamless? Has it been...
Yeah, there's been one mistake made. It was a trustee. I felt so bad. But yeah, it was everything
right.
seems
trustees
to be
are just like
okay.
everybody else.
Yeah, everybody seems
Must
to be
have been yours.
It was
no problem.
I'm just curious how the transition's gone. So.
It seems to be going pretty seamless. You know, the employees are getting used to the new advices. They are a little different. There's a lot more there's a lot more information on their forum.
Okay.
So, I think it's well receptive with them. I think once we get this going and everybody's comfortable, then we'll look at moving over to the and going into, I know a lot of the lieutenants were looking for more of that scheduling type ability, and along with pooling Chief Honeycutt's employees onto the payroll time and attendance side of the world. Right now they're mm-hmm. manually entering their time mm-hmm. on timesheets. Mm-hmm. So
okay.
this way we'll be able to track. So
all right, good.
Good
okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
Mm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Donna, very
Thanks.
Much. Public comment. Anyone wishing to make public comment tonight? No. Okay. Let's move on to new business. Please, Chief Taylor.
First item, I have two officers that just completed their educations. And are requesting educational supplements or increase in pay. The first is Officer Dan Rannenbarger, who just completed his bachelor's in business administration from Mount Vernon University, and he's requesting a 60-cent increase in pay per hour, increase in pay per hour labor contract.
Okay, I'll move to authorize an educational supplement for Officer Dan Rannenbarger in the amount of an additional 60 cents per hour for completion of his bachelor degree per labor contract. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Discussion?
I think he was also Officer of the Month recently, wasn't he?
He was. Yes.
He was.
Congratulations, Officer Rannenbarger.
Right.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. The second officer is Officer James Denman, just completed his associate's degree in law enforcement from Columbus State. He's also requesting an educational supplement with an increase of 35 cents per hour, also per labor contract.
Motion to do so.
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to authorize an educational supplement for Officer James Denman in the amount of 35 cents per hour for completion of his associate degree per the labor contract.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. Next item is accepting two checks for our seizure fund from drug investigations totaling $18,842.52. These are cases from 2007 and 2008.
Okay. Do you want the motion? I guess, Ms. Batten, we can do both checks rather than
Yeah, I included it.
Okay, thank you. Great. Is there a motion to accept the drug seizure money?
I will take pleasure in offering a motion to accept drug seizure money in the amount of $18,842.52 from Delaware County LEAP. The fiscal office is authorized to deposit this money into the law enforcement trust fund.
Is there a second?
I would second that.
Is there discussion? That's great. We'll definitely accept that money. Yeah.
Chief, were these activities in the township or as part of the county involvement?
It was part of, at the time, it was part of the Delaware County Drug Task Force.
Okay.
An officer was assigned to the task force at that time. Mm-hmm. Now they're assigned to the Franklin County task force.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks.
Great.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carvagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Our next item is a request to purchase 13 ballistic vests. All our officers, upon being hired, are issued ballistic vests, and the life, guaranteed life, safety life, is 5 years. We currently have 13 officers that have been wearing their vest over that safety life. So I am requesting the purchase of 13 ballistic vests from Safariland. It's a Safariland model SM01 ballistic vest purchased from Roy Taylor Uniforms, totaling $9,087, $699 per vest, and if approved, this purchase would come out of our seizure fund. This purchase is not from the state contract, as I initially thought it was. We have a better price than the state contract.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to approve the purchase order to Roy Taylor Uniforms in the amount of $9,087 for 13 Safariland model number SM01 ballistic vests.
Is there a second?
Seconded.
Discussion?
I guess we'll have to question all the state term pricing from now on if we can do cheaper. So.
Chief, what happens to the, we discard the old vests? I mean, what's?
Well, the fire department will get some of the vests or all of the vests if they want them.
We don't need the good ones.
I was going to say, nothing personal, I'm sure.
They're expendable. Firefighters are expendable. But the vest the ones that the fire department doesn't use will be used at the firing range to test them. Okay. Just to see if they are still good.
Yeah.
And we'll let the fire department know.
Yeah. So, we also probably have vests for EMS. I mean, I know there have been situations where
that's why they go to the fire
EMS
department
themselves. Okay.
Any further discussion? Aye.
Mr. Carvagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next request is the purchase of 2 ballistic shields. As you know, we have an officer assigned to the Delaware County Tactical Team. And the tactical team's made up of officers from Delaware County SO, Delaware PD, Westerville PD, in our department. And each department's requested to supply some equipment to support the mission of the task force, whether it's logistical or for safety reasons. And the task force has requested 2 ballistic shields. And the purchase would also be from our seizure fund. And for those who are not familiar with their seizure fund, it's over and above our levy monies. This is I don't want to say free money, but it does not come out of our levy monies.
Okay.
Barb. The name of the ballistic shield is Point Blank Diamond Light Shields, and it'll be purchased from Vance's Law Enforcement. This is on the state contract. And the total cost would be $3,920. And the shields would stay on our inventory. However, they would be loaned out to the tactical team.
Okay.
Madam Chair, I'll offer a motion to approve a purchase order to Vance's Law Enforcement in the amount of $3,920 for 2 point-blank diamond light ballistic shields.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
I have a question. It's not about the purchase itself, but just you have four agencies that are involved in the in the tactical team.
Yes.
So agencies purchasing.
Weapons, sniper weapons, vehicles, communications equipment. Mm-hmm. This is really the first time we've ever been requested to purchase equipment.
I was just kind of curious as to how do you, $3,900, like how much dollar-wise are the other agencies picking up?
More than what we are.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because we only have one officer assigned right now.
All right.
Okay, any other discussion?
Yes.
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The next item is a request to purchase licensing and a maintenance agreement to maintain our LEADS system. LEADS is an acronym for, for a Law Enforcement Administrative Data System. The LEADS provides us the opportunity to run license checks, registrations, wanteds, record checks, along with various other information received from the state. And this year the state's mandating that we purchase these licenses and maintenance agreements. It would be in the amount of $4,788.32. This would also be purchased or taken out of our seizure fund. Information, or if you have any questions, I have Mike Riley here to answer any potential questions.
So we've had this access the whole time and we haven't had to pay for it until now?
We actually have had access into the system. However, right now we have what's called a one-layer authentication, which is where each officer, when they log in, they just type in their username password, which expires every 60 days. That's mandated by the states. Mm-hmm. Now, at the end of September, they are requiring that we have what's called a second-layer authentication. It's mandatory for everyone who uses a mobile device through the whole state.
Okay.
It's second layer authentication, which means you still have your username and password, which expires every 60 days, but then you need to have something physical where something, the key or the coding, the password, changes randomly, all right? So what they have come up with is a system where they use it's called an RSA key fob. And what we have to do is we have to purchase each one for each laptop that we're going to be using that would access in the LEADS. And each key fob has their own six-digit security code number that's on this. But however, that changes every 30 seconds. And that is going to be, that RSA key fob is going to be associated with that cruiser. Mm-hmm. So the state of Ohio is going to know that whenever that security code changes, and when someone logs in, they're going to know that it's authenticated and everything else. It's not going to be an unauthorized user. All right. So again, this is what they're doing, And it's not only us, Delaware County. They're all on the same system as well. So they have to purchase all the same type of licenses and everything else.
And are we getting any sort of reimbursement for this mandate from the state?
Wow.
We
didn't want to say that, but that's what I assumed. So.
We're not going to have to pay for one. We're eliminating one bill.
Yes, we are eliminating one bill.
Okay.
And that is, because the system that we have now is only one-layer authentication service. And once we get rid of them, they obviously are not going to have the ability to do two-layer authentication. So that service is going to be, we're no longer going to be using them or their software anymore. So the maintenance actually that they have for us is actually going to be less than what we pay now for our maintenance fees with the current server.
Mm-hmm. Like, is this an annual fee or a one-time?
The 47 is just a one-time. The maintenance, I think, is what, $200-some per year?
Okay.
I think that's it. Right now, I think we pay around $1,100, I think.
I think so, Mark.
Yeah. Around for maintenance. So, you know, it's, you know, the only thing we have to pay yearly are just the maintenance fees for the access into the server.
Okay.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. Detective Riley, what state entity is it? It's under the AG's office?
It's actually, Leach is governed by Ohio State Patrol and the Ohio Public Service Board.
Okay.
Can I answer your question?
Public safety.
Public safety. Okay.
Public
so
safety.
It's all, okay, both, okay. It's under public safety.
Yes. Yeah. And so every every
Thank
political
you.
Jurisdiction is being asked to purchase this authentication.
That is correct.
Throughout the state.
Yeah, throughout the state.
Okay. Motion then. And we can discuss more if you'd like.
I'll make a motion to approve a purchase order to Data Processing Sciences in the amount of $4,788.32 for Leeds licenses.
I'll second. Is there any more discussion? Okay.
Roll call. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Detective.
And my last item, it's not on the agenda. We have two individuals who have expressed interest of joining our Citizens Police Advisory Board. And I would make a motion to appoint them to the board. The first is Kathy Stemko. Mm-hmm. Kathy is a big supporter of ours, has helped us out in many, many years, but she has expressed interest in joining our advisory board. I'd recommend that she be appointed. And the second would be Mark Phillips, and I believe you know him, Barb.
Right. He's also expressed an interest, actually, several months ago in joining. I did talk with the chief this morning about Mark Phillips because I wanted to know if the chief had any quota or anything that we shouldn't go over as far as the number of people mm-hmm. on the board. I suppose the only question that I still have would be, do we want to interview both people? Or do we want to just go ahead and appoint, or what would you, or you may have questions.
Chief, have you talked to them? I mean, I know Kathy, you know, fairly well.
I don't know if you've
talked to them.
I am very familiar with Kathy, and she would be a motivator. Yeah, and she would be good for the board. Keep us all on our toes, I think. And Mark Phillips, I frankly don't know him, so I'm going by.
Okay, and I'd be happy to have him, and I mean both of them meet with us, whatever we want to do.
Have we had anyone else express interest in being on the police advisory board, and we've told them to wait, or I mean?
No, actually we haven't, Rick, that I can recall.
Okay.
No.
I mean, I guess I would be okay. I mean, with the chief's vote of confidence, and I've met Kathy before, and Mark, I believe I've met him once or twice. I mean, I guess I would have no issue appointing them to the board this evening. Just if we had other people that expressed interest, then I would want to sit down and interview, and especially if we knew that there was only one seat or something left.
Yes.
I guess I would feel fine.
Yeah.
Proceeding.
I mean, I have no problem if we want to meet.
Yeah. I mean, as long as the chief feels that it's of a manageable size.
It is. I think Kay can perhaps attest to this also. I think we're getting close to our limit, but
mm-hmm.
We have, what, about 15 now?
Right now we have 11.
Okay, so this would be 13.
We had one that just passed away, and we had one that was on.
Yes, Don Reese just passed away. Yes, okay. So that's manageable.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and offer up a motion then to appoint both Kathy Stemko and, is it Stemko?
Stemko.
Yep. And Mark Phillips to our police advisory board.
Okay.
Is there an actual term?
Pardon?
Is there an actual term? Is it a 2-year term? Commencing this evening?
The 11th. August the 11th. Expire March 31st.
Less than a 2-year term.
Okay.
Okay. So it would expire March 31st, 2012. Okay. Okay.
So let me clean that up. I'd like to offer a motion to appoint both Kathy Stemko and Mark Phillips to our Police Advisory Board for a term commencing August 11th, 2010, expiring March 31st, 2012.
Okay.
Second that motion.
Okay. Any more discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Thank you, okay. So I have to apologize to Joe. I took a lot. Took his time.
That's right. Oh. Thank you, Chief.
I kept you up here, Chief. That's on me.
Thanks a lot. Okay, maintenance.
Okay, the first item is an update on the resurfacing. We are going to slurry seal. They're going to be here in 2 weeks. To do the slurry seal. The crack seal is, they have laid 82,404 pounds on 73 streets. That is about 4,000 pounds less than the quantity was on the contract. And today we finished up the asphalt part. All the streets we were asphalting were, wow. And they are 234.07 tons under out of 8,000 some tons.
Okay.
So I guess my question is, we have about $17,000 left over in the contract. Does the board wish to go ahead and write a change order through the county and have them crack seal some more streets with that $17,000, or you just want to call it quit?
Do you have any recommendations for us?
Well, we have about 65 more streets that were on the list to crack seal this year that we didn't get to because we ran out of poundage. Mm. So it's the streets that we could crack seal this year that we wouldn't have to next year if mm-hmm. we spent it. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know if the board wanted to spend the extra money on crack seal or not.
Well, is it going to detract if we do the extra roads? Is it going to detract from any other projects? I mean, is it going to put a strain on?
No, because we've already got the purchase order wrote for the contract price. So we'd just be spending the money off the contract. We already appropriated the money.
But I mean, well, I guess what I'm saying, though, is you would be doing more streets, correct? If we
just crack seal, yes.
Sailing. Yeah, I mean that takes time. I mean, are there other projects on the list?
No,
elsewhere in the township that...
It's all contract. It wouldn't. Okay. It would.
Oh, it's
no.
Not our guys directly?
No.
Okay, I apologize.
How would that fit in, Bob, as far as, crack seal seems to be, I don't want to say a temporary fix, but it's definitely not, going in and asphalting the entire street. Would it be better to hold that money over and do more of asphalting next year?
10,000 would be roughly two streets for blacktop.
Okay.
At the current price that we got this year.
Wow. What could we do?
They did not.
How many streets?
They didn't want to bring their grinder and stuff back because it's already moved out of
sure.
the township
okay.
this year. Because I asked them, could we do whatever in the asphalt?
Mm-hmm.
And they said there would be a charge to move back in.
So it'd either be crack seal or carry
crack seal
over
or carry over.
Okay.
Yeah, I imagine it would be cheaper to crack seal this year than it would be next year. I mean, the cost of these materials go up.
It went from a dollar We paid $1 the last year per pound, and we paid $1.22 this year.
I just think it makes good economic sense. We're fortunate to have the money left over, and I would support crack sealing those extra streets this year.
And they were on the list anyways. It's
yeah,
not like
they're on that. Right. No, I think it's a wise expenditure of money. So you need a motion then?
I don't think I need a motion just as long as
it's... Oh, we've already done it. That's right.
Yeah,
okay.
The board wants
just
to do that.
Is that, what do you think?
Is fine.
Okay. Looks like it's
we're all nodding our heads.
We're all nodding our heads for
okay.
this.
Okay.
Yes, sounds good, Bob.
I will
Thank
tell
you.
Them tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good.
Okay.
And Bob, just to let you know, I think they did a great job in my neighborhood on the resurfacing. So
I think this year we got the A team when they said that the other years we had the A team doing it. Well, this must be really the A team for Shelley and Sands.
Yeah,
I agree with that.
I agree. It looks nice.
Great.
Okay, second of all, I got a purchase order to pave Meadowbrook Lane. It's the only township road that is not paved. It has been stone.
Oh, really?
And we've been stoning it, and they never wanted the asphalt before. Now they would like to have asphalt.
Okay. All right.
Remind me where Meadowbrook Lane is.
If you go across the reservoir
okay.
on the new bridge,
right.
turn right,
right.
the
first one. Oh, that goes back into the, okay.
It's Woodhaven,
yeah.
and then you go back, and Meadowbrook is the road to the right. It looks like a driveway.
Yeah.
How many homes are off that road?
Five.
Okay, is there a motion?
Make a motion to approve a purchase order to McCoy Paving in the amount of $7,200 for the paving of Meadowbrook Lane.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
The discussions?
This is a township road then. Obviously,
okay.
taking a motion on this.
Other roads that really need it, but they're not township roads. So, okay, sorry.
That's okay, sorry. Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Okay, the next one is to sile the materials for the asphalt for Meadowbrook.
Madam Chair, I'll offer a motion to approve a purchase order to Scioto Materials in the amount of $6,750 for asphalt at Meadowbrook Lane.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Roll call, Ms. Lewis?
Aye.
Mr. Carpagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Bob, are they going to want a plaque saying that this was the last stone street in Genoa
yeah.
Township?
I don't know.
Okay.
They want a sign out to the end of the street that has all the addresses on that street on it in the narrow point down thing when we get done.
Oh.
There's been issues with deliveries and ambulances.
Oh.
It's not been no issue with you.
No.
Genoa Township.
Good. Well,
UPS
I'm,
is what I
meant.
Oh, them's fighting
words. Glad we can help the residents out there.
Yes, yes. Oh, gosh.
Okay, the next purchase order is for crack sealing of the parking lot at Freeman Road Park and the Freeman Road walk path, which is the walk path that goes from Old 3 to New 3. On the south side of Freeman. And the other one is Alberta Walk Path, which is down off of Alberta.
Okay. I'll move to approve purchase order to Williams Seal Coating in the amount of $4,527 for crack sealing Freeman Road parking lot and walk path and Alberta Walk Path. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Is there discussion? This was the new path that we made.
2 years ago.
Has it been 2 years? Wow, time flies. Okay. All right. Any other
Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Motion.
Next one is for seal coating them three same projects, Freeman Road parking lot, Freeman Road walk path, and Alberta walk path.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve purchase order to Williams Seal Coating in the amount of $7,700 for seal coating Freeman Road parking lot and walk path and Alberta walk path. Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Bob, just real quick, what are these trails on a schedule for being seal coated, or is it just as needed?
We have tried to keep them on every 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Just want to keep that in mind, you know, as we add new trails,
yeah.
We got to
yeah.
keep in mind we got to go back and coat them every
The only ones that have not been sealed were the ones we done last year and this year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks, Bob.
Any further discussion?
Nope. Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, the next one is a purchase order for Orlin Owen, where we're taking the stuff up to the dump and dumping it. It's $2,750 every 6 months. And this is for the first half of the year.
Okay.
No, second half
second
of the year.
Second half, okay. Is there a motion?
I make a motion to approve a then and now purchase order to Orlin in the amount of $2,750 for the removal of construction debris at McNamara Park.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion? I know the residents are going to be thrilled around McNamara
yeah.
Park. We've certainly heard.
I was going to say, how much longer, Bob, do you think it'll be before we have that area completely cleaned up?
It will be no more than 1 week.
No more than 1 week.
Oh.
We are getting very close.
Very good.
There'll be a pile of grindings that we're going to save for the park to put in for base.
Mm-hmm.
And there'll be a pile of topsoil that we'll leave for grading purposes. But all the debris will be gone within a week. I think 2-3 more days of hauling, we'll have it all.
Great.
Wow. Great. Good question.
Bob, I haven't been by that for a while. Is there any potential? I mean, is that chained off so people can't get back in there anyway, or is it pretty accessible?
There's a chain, but we never have locked it.
Okay, but if there is a chain up.
There
so
is. No, it's not up. It's laying up against the pole.
Okay.
Now, once we get the rest of the stuff out there, we could put that chain up.
I just didn't know if it would be an attractive nuisance kind of situation for people getting back in there or not. I don't know.
Well, it might be a good idea to put it up, because we have had people that have just come in there and dump stuff.
Oh, yeah. Dump stuff, yeah. Okay.
Why don't we, it'd probably be good if you do that.
Next. Okay, any more discussion on this one?
Yeah. Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna.
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt.
Aye.
And I only got one other thing on that's not on the agenda, but the walk path at Coventry is complete, sealed and everything.
Great.
And we are continuing to work on the walk down on Route 3. We should, with the concentration down there now, it shouldn't take us more than a couple of weeks. We're going to pour two different pours tomorrow. We're going to get about 1,000 foot of it poured tomorrow. That's taken way longer than I wanted it to, but with everything else, it wasn't pressing. So,
yes.
But it will be done shortly.
I've already seen a lot of foot traffic on the one out in front of Covington, so well
good.
Done.
Good.
Cruise.
Great. Could you just report to us, too? I know that we had one resident talk about problems. Some site problems that they were having, and we're going to do a couple things, Bob, on that, you told me.
Yeah, we had a site problem on the walk on
Center Green,
but it, okay. The street's
private.
Grassmere Lane. Mm. And it comes out from the private, and it comes out, and there's a stop sign, but it's past their gate. So we're going to put a stop bar there, and on the walk path, I've got two new stencils. We're going to paint yields on the walk path itself in great big letters for each direction so that the pedestrians or bike traffic sees that there is a drive coming out there. So that should help. As far as them, that is on their property, and we can't do anything with it. So we're doing everything that we can do legally.
Right.
To
help. They need to trim the bushes. Then,
yes.
Is what you said.
Okay. Yes. And I'm also going to paint. I had another complaint about the same issue at McNamara Park, where the traffic goes into the park on the walk path. They said they had seen two or three almost get hit. So we're going to paint yields on both the walk paths going into McNamara.
Okay. Good. Good. Great. Any other questions for Bob? Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Matthews, very much. You've been very busy. You and your crew, great job. Development and zoning.
I have 43 nuisance resolutions. I'm going to read individually in honor of Gary's 43rd birthday here. That was a compliment, too, by the way. Now, I have no nuisance resolutions. We've actually, people have been keeping up, and things have been going well. So, I did have a resolution before you for a Morpsey watershed plan. It's to support efforts. Morpsey secured grants to do five watershed plans throughout the Central Ohio area. And Morpsey's the Middle Ohio Regional Planning Commission. They've approached individual jurisdictions about joining. We are a part of the Big Walnut Watershed, and we are, I believe, one of 38 jurisdictions that would be a part of that planning effort. It extends from Morrow County south down into Fairfield and portions of Pickaway County. And it's across numerous counties and obviously the 38 different jurisdictions. They're just in about halfway done, from my understanding, with the Olentangy Watershed Plan. They've had... And those entities are coming together to try to look at things that are concerning the watershed and things that they might, policies, direction that they might be able to take from a planning document to take back to their individual jurisdictions and put into effect. The items that come out of this planning effort will not be dictated policy by the region. They would be guidance, is my understanding, they'd be guidance back to us and things that we may be able to incorporate. Other than that, there's two planners that have been assigned from Morpsey to work with the region. We met in Westerville, I think it was a couple months ago, and Trustee Gephardt, I believe you were there as well. I think the efforts extended. They talked about a planning process over the next 18 months. And the resolution you have before you is kind of a form resolution that they've offered us. We have the opportunity to opt in and the opportunity to opt out, but they're asking for us to opt in to get the process started.
Okay. For Bonnie and Lenny, do you have extra brochures?
One here.
Okay. So you'll know. And I'll ask Trustee Gephardt to weigh in on this. And what do you think?
Yeah, I also attended the meeting with Joe, and I think it would be worthwhile. I think the fact that we still have some development that's going to be taking place in the township, the fact that Hoover Reservoir takes in a large amount of our township. And is in the watershed. I think it's good to be at the table on these types of issues. As Joe said, it's not Morpsey coming in and demanding or requiring us to do anything, but I think it's good to be at the table.
Right.
And it's important. I think it's important to maintain our water quality and watersheds.
What is the purpose of the whole thing, to do that? We have clean drinking water?
The grant that they had received, obviously we all live in a watershed. That was the effort that they initially started out with, is try to get a show of hands on how many people are in the watershed, and obviously everybody is. The effort would be to try to improve water quality, surface water quality, also look at restoration projects and things that they can do internally. The City of Columbus has been trying some of those along the Hoover, I know, but there's a big environmental push out there, and these grants were offered, so MORPC went after them. So the way they've defined it to us is the plan is what we make it. So us is one vote of 38, but obviously the planning process will help us to define what type of goals we have out there in the region. And there's folks downstream from us, but we're also downstream from quite a few of those jurisdictions. Galena was there, I know, as well. So we may be able to tell Galena as a guidance document what we want them to put in water and what we don't.
Okay. We can put a motion on the floor and then have more discussion, too. Is the motion this whole page?
I think we just...
Unless you...
Madam Chair, I'll be in. That's it. We can make this document available to anyone who actually wants to read it in its entirety, I'm sure, but... I would make a motion, Madam Chair, that we, as a township, participate in a watershed planning partnership to develop a balanced growth plan for the Big Walnut watershed that's being sponsored by MORPC.
Okay, I'll second that. Is there further discussion?
I do support this, and I think it's important for us to have a vote and be at the table for the discussion. I'm a little concerned about the identification of priority development areas, areas where growth or redevelopment should be promoted, through which the economy of the region will be enhanced. When it comes to development, I guess I'm a little skittish about anyone outside of us weighing in on development in our area. But that being said, there is the paragraph in here which gives me some comfort about its recommendations only. We're not tying our hands. And I spoke to Joe already about it, and it sounds like that they are willing to incorporate our comprehensive plan recommendations into and use those as guidelines. So,
You raise a good point, certainly.
It's just something I would definitely want to keep an eye on, but I concur. I do think it's better for us to be at the table as opposed to on the sidelines for something of this magnitude. So,
yeah. That is a question. What possible ramifications this plan could have upon our comprehensive plan, and I would think none.
Yeah, it doesn't affect our local vision. Our local vision still stays in effect for our plan as a guiding document for our zoning code,
right,
and other policy that we implement here. What they're looking at doing is taking incorporating our plan. But I think the one thing they want to do is be consistent in the region. So we'll probably see some consistency if for example, if we recommend a primary conservation area be a wetland, I think their interest would be to identify all wetlands in their planning area. So there may be a point that they identify additional development areas or additional conservation areas, but I think from the most standpoint, they're looking to take our local interest and put that on paper.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about development areas typically being along corridors. I don't think they're going to identify State Route 3 as a development corridor. They talk about State Street or something like that south of town, but
mm-hmm.
Or south of the township, but seems to be they're non-inclusive areas, so we make them out of it, and we don't have a primary conservation area or a primary development area. I think they're trying to look at where they could use methods like transfer development rights or things like that. So.
And it says watershed planning partnership, so... Yeah. In order to implement any plan, we would have to go further and implement it in our jurisdiction in Genoa. I mean, if there was something else.
Right. Correct me if I'm wrong. MORPC doesn't have any legislative authority to come in and basically zone our land or establish building requirements or anything like that. It's all purely recommendations.
That's correct.
And then, I mean, we also, if I'm not mistaken, even in our own situation, we still have to work through
Delaware County Regional Planning. So there is another layer even that we have to work through. So I think if they had more authority to come in and say, you know, yeah, you can develop this 100-acre tract, but you have to have, you know, 4 houses per acre or something like that, yes, that would be definitely a bigger concern.
Right. Yeah, and I'm not, right.
That's a good question.
I understand that. I understand the limitations on authority. I just want to be, I guess, a little bit vigilant about it. And, you know, if they come up with a plan and it's contrary to some of our local
right.
visioning,
right.
I guess I don't want to be guilted, you know, have somebody come forward and saying, well, this plan was developed by 38 communities. And I mean, I know that the buck always stops here. I just want to be a little bit careful about other communities.
Sure. We have to make certain that we're...
Yeah, I think, not to sidetrack, but I think this will be one of many. I was told yesterday by one of the MORPC staff that they're trying to secure a $5 million grant to look at affordable housing in the Central Ohio area, and that they'll be, again, coming back as part of that grant request. They'll have strings attached that they'll have to get local government involved. So I see that this is probably one of a series of them. They've probably been doing them in the past, but with the economy the way it is and trying to sustain budgets, it sounds like MORPC's going after quite a few of these right now.
Any other discussion comments from anyone?
Okay. Roll call, Ms. Lewis.
Aye.
Mr. Carfagna?
Aye.
Mr. Gephardt?
Aye.
Did we have a second? You seconded.
Yeah. You did.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, thanks. I'll quickly. Okay.
I'll defer other items till later in the meeting agenda, if that's all right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All righty. Thank you, Joe. Administration? Oh, I'm sorry, Chief. You're sitting right here. Anything?
No, I yield my time to Joe.
To Joe, okay. He used it wisely.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First on my agenda this evening is a request to appoint some citizens to the Genoa Township Road Levy Committee. Our current road levy will be expiring December 31st, 2011, and the goal is to put the road levy to the voters at the May election in 2011. In order to do that, we need to appoint the committee amending tonight. We can meet as many times as needed before December and then come to the board at least in December with a recommendation on the levels of funding necessary to run to facilitate the road maintenance department. The volunteers that we have are very good. There's 5 individuals that are interested in being on the levy committee. Mr. Gephardt is aware of the 5th member, which his name is.
Justin Largent. I mentioned that he had indicated an interest. If we could add him tonight, and I will confirm, but I'm pretty sure he was.
How do you spell his last name?
Largent.
Okay.
This evening, I'd like to recommend that the board move ahead and appoint a road levy committee. Those members on the committee would be Mr. Bill Bird, Mr. Pat Blaney, Ms. Connie Goodman, and Mr. Steve Havens. Mr. Bird and Mr. Havens are here this evening. And they, Mr. Blaney, Ms. Goodman, Mr. Havens, and Bird served on the previous road levy committee, along with Mr. Carfagna, was also sat on that department, on that committee. And I'd like to recommend that all 5, along with the 4 plus Mr. Largent, be appointed this evening to the committee.
Okay, and the terms expire then 2011?
January 1st, 2011.
I think the automatic, all levy committees disband upon the implementation of the new levy, I guess.
I guess there's
January 1st, 2011, or?
It'd be 2012.
12.
wouldn't it?
12.
Yep.
It expires. The current one expires December 31st, 2011.
The levy does.
Just
the existing one.
The existing committee does.
Okay. So this would.
Well, I guess it would. Does it expire when the levy runs out, or does it expire when the after the issues?
The levy, the committee should probably remain intact in case if there's a failure of the May election, in case the committee would need to regroup with different levels of funding or whatever.
So it should expire December 31st, 2011.
Yes.
Not if you're putting it on, oh yeah, I'm sorry.
May 2011.
May 2011 is the goal of the election, is when they're going to have it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, if it...
Because this will be just the committee to recommend...
To the board.
Right. So at what point, I mean, what's the timeline for when we have to have a resolution in place with a recommendation in order to get on the May ballot? And we don't need to have that nailed down tonight.
February.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
we
want it actually January.
I think it went from like 90 to 60 days or something.
There was a change in that.
Yeah, there was a change.
So, once the recommendation is made, is there a reason to continue to have the levy committee in place?
There may be if the levy fails.
Right. Okay. Well, plus I think you'd want a levy committee in place, certainly through, you want it through the...
Through the
election. Through the election, May of 2011. And then you want it in place in case... But that's what, I don't believe that would happen, but you want it in place for November, too. So that's why I'd suggest January or December 31st, 2011.
I think that's safe.
That's
good. And then what we could always, continue your service at that point. Okay. All right. I'll move to appoint the following members to the Genoa Township Road Levy Committee with terms to expire December 31st, 2011. Mr. Pat Blaney. Mr. Blaney is a former trustee and recently retired deputy
engineer,
chief deputy, assistant chief deputy engineer, number two in the county engineer's office. So he offers a lot of expertise. Connie Goodman has also served on the Police and Fire Levy Committee. Mr. Steve Havens served on numerous committees, very knowledgeable. And Bill Byrd also having served on several previous committees. A great pick. And Mr. Largent.
Mr. Largent has a finance background and is a young guy and just has an interest in getting involved.
Great.
Is there an interest in getting additional members, or are you?
I would be comfortable with four.
Let me just
five.
Second.
Five members.
Let me get a second, and
I'm
then
sorry.
We can discuss.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Chair, sorry.
Discussion. Okay.
So you're saying five should be plenty.
Five should be a great number.
We've
most
added
of the past
too.
Homework has been completed by these two gentlemen. So we're just building on old information from the past levy, and we'll add in some forecasting from Mr. Matthews on the upcoming term with projects cast, and it should be a fairly quick and painless process.
Right.
So if I think five can handle that duty.
Okay. And should there be a need for more people, we can always appoint more people, and Mr. Matthews will consult.
That's fine. I just didn't know if we should be advertising that we want more people. I mean, that's fine.
It's a comfortable level. If someone does call and say, I want on, we can put them on in a September meeting.
Okay.
Any further discussion?
It's in the newsletter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good.